Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterble Show. Great to be here with you, and happy to welcome to the program somebody who I'm so happy we're able to get to visit with. Sean Logue is an attorney, and I wanted to reach out to you, Sean, to get your thoughts on what it is we're seeing here with this Alvin Bragg prosecution of former President Trump. It seems to be sort of in a moment of limbo here at this stage of the game. Welcome to the program, and what are you thinking about this case, sir? There you go.
Thanks for having me. This thing's crazy, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, long story short, what this guy is doing is he's going back over 7 years, mm-hmm. and he's going to try to charge President Trump with a state-level crime for possible illegalities of federal law. And it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever, legally, ethically. And my guess is that the whole thing is blowing up in his face.
So, you know, we're here in the Carolinas, a number of states away from where you practice law. But here's the question I have for you. How does it change the calculus for someone like you if you're a defense attorney and you've got to go in there and you know you've got a prosecutor that's not going to listen to reason, that is on essentially a partisan or a specific line of attack that you're not going to shake him with? How do you function in that space? It's got to make you crazy.
Actually, in some ways, it's a relief that I know that I don't have to be nice, mm-hmm. and it's guns a-blazing. And so what you got to do is you got to go in there and be professional, but then you make a record. You make a record of everything. You file all of your prompt discovery requests. You assert all of your defenses, mm-hmm. and you litigate it. And, you know, you don't have to be nice. You don't have to worry about the person not inviting you to the club afterwards. You just do your job to the best of your ability. And again, he's trying to get Trump on a state charge based on federal behavior, and I just don't see it.
Would you expect that if they do get this thing to a trial, obviously they're still in the grand jury process now, where they get carte blanche to make these arguments that they're making. Do you expect that this is the sort of thing that would be ripe for review and maybe a reversal on an appeal if it turns out to go the wrong way for the former president?
So my guess is, if there is an indictment, my guess is that some kind of judge is going to toss this thing out. Because the defenses are like black and white. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much detail you want me to get into, but in a nutshell, in 2016, they're saying that Trump instructed his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to pay hush money to two different women.
Right.
And based on that hush money, there is a federal campaign finance violation. Now we fast forward 7 years. And now we're saying, well, Trump somehow violated a New York law that says you have to keep correct books for your business. And the problem is that as things stand right now, as I'm seeing them, and again, I'm not in the grand jury, but as things stand right now, there's only a 2-year statute for if it's a misdemeanor, statute of limitations. And we're not even close to that. If you get to a felony, it's a 5-year statute of limitations. So just off the top of my head, mm-hmm. I see a judge tossing the case on those grounds. But there's many more defenses out there as well.
So as you look at this, we expect there's some action happening today, maybe. Is there something we ought to keep an eye on? Is there an issue or something that the audience ought to keep an eye on with this process as it plays out?
The whole thing revolves around this guy, Michael Cohen. And for those of you who are unaware, Cohen was Trump's lawyer, again, like 7 years ago. Cohen's story, you know, has a little bit of merit. I hate to say it. Cohen and the National Enquirer did get together And they did pay money to Karen McDougal, who's a former Playmate of the Year, to not talk about Trump.
Right.
Okay. Cohen ended up pleading guilty and did 3 years for making an illegal campaign contribution. But the FEC looked at Trump's position in this whole mess, and they concluded that he had no part in any campaign finance violations. Mm-hmm. The National Enquirer was not charged. It was just Cohen. What I would tell your audience to keep in mind is that Cohen is a liar.
Yeah.
He lied to Congress about Trump making a deal for a Trump Tower in Moscow. He's lied over and over again. And what I think, where I think that the case has now gone off the rails for this Marxist prosecutor, mm-hmm. is that Cohen's former attorney, a guy named Costello,
yeah.
he came forward, and he was granted a waiver years ago by Cohen to talk about the case. And basically, this guy testified before the grand jury and said, everything that Cohen has already told you is a lie. He's told me over and over and over again that he created these shell companies and made these payments on his own and then asked for reimbursement later. And, you know, the rich people do things differently than we do things.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Really rich people do have affairs and do spend money on non-disclosure agreements and things of that sort. That alone is not necessarily a campaign finance expense. And these kind of things do happen. And if Trump was relying on the advice of Cohen that, hey, don't worry, you know, I'm taking care of everything, blah, 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 that's not necessarily a campaign finance violation. If it's not a campaign finance violation, then you can't charge Trump with a state crime based on him not doing anything wrong with federal campaign finance law.
Sean Logue, so appreciative of you spending time with us today. SeanLogueLaw.com, LogueE Law.com. Great to talk to you. I look forward to visiting with you again, and I appreciate all your help today, buddy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.